Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
I thought he was ducking me. Since I moved to the middays with UBT, I feel like I haven't heard from Iron Eagle in quite some time. We used to text, and now we do not. He's since moved on in multiple partners at CBS. A new one will be unveiled this Sunday while he does the Jets game. Jets Steelers, Iron Eagle, J.J. Watt on the call. We welcome to the show, Iron Eagle. How are you, Iron?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First one, Juan Soto. Is there a locker room dynamic issue? Second one, okay. Nolan McLean. Do you think if he put his mind to it, he could have played in the NFL? I'll hang up and listen back.
Oh, man, we had some fun with Iron earlier on. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Let's finish up on the phones, yeah. BT. We got Ben is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Good. What's up, buddy?
All right. About your thing with time going faster, it doesn't, obviously, but it's all relative, man. When you're 1 year old, the summertime is one quarter of your whole life. When you're 50-something like me, that's 1/200 of your life. So if you think about it, it's all about relativity.
All right. Well, that was depressing. Thanks, buddy.
I don't believe that, though. I heard about the theory of relativity and all that stuff, and thanks for the call, Ben. I'm not buying it. Time moves the same pace. And I'm talking about just at least, we all know we can't slow it down. Regardless of if you're one, my daughter's four. Time is moving the same way it is for her as it is for me.
Correct.
Like, we go to the same places together, and the clock moves at the same speed. She may interpret it differently.
Well, that's the point. That's what he was saying. The perspective is, it's all relative to your age.
But it is, so you can change the perspective if you eliminate certain things. I think if you're sitting there on your phone, you're like, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that, that can make the time go quicker. If you don't, I felt it myself. So I'm an example. If you put the phone away and don't worry about the clock and don't worry about anything to do, and I walk outside and I go read a newspaper or go put the music on by the pool and go in the pool, and I'm just chilling like, oh, and then later in the day, I ask my wife, what time is it? And she says noon or four. Like, it's all doesn't matter to me. Like, time is not of a thing in that situation. If you have things lined up for Colt or whatever it may be, then time is going to become a thing because you're paying attention to the clock.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. Like, when you're hanging out and you're young, it feels like the night's going to go on forever.
Right.
I notice, because I'm very responsible, just because I have a lot of things to do. I notice if I, and I don't go out, like out. Jen and I will go to dinner, have a glass of wine here and there. But when I'm going to cut loose, I'm going to usually cut loose in my backyard. I've told you that with the fire pit, right? And I notice that when I check my clock or my, that's really the only time I open up my phone or to change the song and music in the backyard. I'm like, wow, it's getting late. Oh, it's getting late. Time's moving fast, right? But I never felt that way in college when I was hanging at a bar. I never once thought about the time. That goes back to what the last caller said, relative, what percentage of your life, the fraction. It definitely, there's something to it.
Yeah, Bobby is calling from Mattawan. What's up, Bobby?
What's up, guys? How you been?
Good.
Bobby,
what's up?
What's cooking, man?
I just had a chime in really on childish Madden behavior that I have done in the past. Remember, my buddy, Big Rye, had an apartment. He was the first guy in the neighborhood to, like, have his own apartment. It was like the draft team.
Yeah.
And we would just have tournaments. And I was, like, 9-0 one year. I was steamrolling. And I had Mushi Muhammad was my wide receiver.
Panthers.
And I've never seen this before, never seen it again. He got hit in the game, and it said, out for career.
Ooh.
And I ended up losing the rest of the season. I kicked my friend in the leg and I stormed out of the apartment and I ruined my whole season.